Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Joseph McClendon III is our guest. He's a new friend. Joseph is he's a leader in the peak performance profession. He helps companies and people like you and me put our best foot forward in life and in the marketplace. He has a doctorate in neuropsychology. He's a practicing neuropsychologist. He also is head trainer and instructor at the Anthony Robbins Mastery University. He's the author of Get Happy Now, and he's our new friend, Dr. Joseph McClendon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. What do we need to know about happiness?
That it's not just some light, airy subject, you know, so we can all feel good. It's actually science.
You mean kumbaya and all that?
Exactly. You know, it's nice to think about it like that. But it's science now. You know, from John Hopkins to Yale to Harvard to Princeton, it's a science now that happy people produce more, happy employees produce more for their companies, happier employers produce happier employees. It's a trickle up, down, sideways process. Happy people live longer. They you know, are healthier. All of the things that we are looking for in life. It's the journey and the goal.
What is it about happiness that that seems to elude some people? I mean, are some people born to be happy, and some people basically can't find it somehow?
Yes and no. Everybody is born happy. All babies are born happy. They are. They are unhappy when they don't have food and the necessities of life. But other than that, the nature of every baby is to be happy.
But I have four siblings besides me, and we all have somewhat different personalities. Some are happier than others. I mean, and we all came up in the same household. So personality has something to do with that, doesn't it?
It does, but remember, personalities are shaped. We all come with a certain personality. You know, everybody's different, and that's one of the points in the book, is that everybody has their own brand of happiness, but their ability to seek it and find it and produce it and make it consistent is what creates a personality, mm-hmm. and that personality is the result of how often they experience that.
How close to contentment is happiness?
It is
because the reason I said that is because of what you just said. I have my definition of happy. You have your definition of happy. So that makes me think about contentment. What about that?
Yes, there are levels of happiness. There's ecstatic, which is extremely happy, and there's content, which is a milder form of happiness. So all happiness is not created equal. So contentment is close to it. It's just one of those levels. And Jim, I'll say we all have this. We have negative emotions. We know that negative emotions can be produced in an instant. I live mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. You cut somebody off, they're so angry they'll want to shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
But people have bought into this preconceived notion that they have to work hard to be happy. And I want everybody to know that that's not true. The difference between where you are right now and the happiness that you want is a split second away.
And how do we? How do we do that? How do we get to that split second? Do we just move over? Do we do an about face? Do we change our mind? What do we do?
You know, that's a great question, and all of the above. And that's why I wrote the book. The difference between this book and the so many other wonderful books that are out there is that there's a process, and the process is very simple. It's not necessarily easy, but I make it as easy as I possibly can for people. It's an easy read, and the four steps are: number one, find your own brand of happiness. And that's one of the book is not just a read. There's things to do in the book.
Right.
Find your own brand of happiness. Number two, interrupt that. I'm sorry. Number two is to find what keeps you from being happy, because there's a specific thing for all of us. And that search will train the brain to find it. And then the third thing is to interrupt that pattern. And then the fourth thing, Jim, is to condition it so that it becomes your undercurrent. Because I'm not here just to get people to be happy. I want people to make it so that it's their default. So when anything happens in this world, and it will, and it does, then mm-hmm. we fall back on that. We default to that.
And
make it sustainable.
I'm basically, I consider myself basically to be a person who has a tendency to be happy. I don't have to work too hard to be happy. But in my 40s, I made a commitment that I was going to disengage from people and things that make me unhappy.
Jim, that is...
And I've kind of done that.
Yeah, it sounds...
Now, that doesn't mean that I got rid of the struggle, because, see, this is what I want you to help us with, especially for small businesses. I really worry about small businesses who can't differentiate between their core happiness and the struggle that they have every day with their business. Help us with that.
Absolutely, and, you know, that's such a great point. And one of the things I did want to point out is I have a sample chapter free for anybody to download and take a look at. You can go to Amazon.com to get the book, or you can go to success.com/get happy and take, and don't take my word for it. See the videos. I produce videos for people to watch and a sample for people to read the book. So to answer your question, that differentiation that you've talked about, that you made the decision to do, most people never do. Most people never have the consciousness to do it, and that's what we're bringing to the forefront, to make sure that people do that, so that they can go, I can get happy now, as I said, I can show you how to get happy right now, but I want it to be sustainable in people's lives. You know, Jim, the reason I do this is because I was, you know, at the bottom of my life one time, I was, as you'll read about in the book,
yeah,
I was homeless and suicidal, and what changed for me was somebody did the same for me. Somebody introduced me to personal development, and it's what set me on my path. And that's what I and that's what I'm doing for other people as well.
Do you believe that all of us have the ability to turn our lives around?
Absolutely.
Why don't some people do that then?
Two reasons. Number one, they don't know that they can, and they don't feel that they can. And then number two, there is not enough effective methods out there. They're out there, but it's not the mainstream of how to do it. And again, that's what I bring to the forefront.
Don't you think, though, that there's some people who really have a connection to wallowing a little bit?
And, unfortunately,
and yes. Aren't those the people we need to disengage from?
Not only disengage from, but remember what I said: it's a trickle up, down, sideways process. The happier we are, see, my belief is this: is that those of us that dare to dream while the rest of the world is having a nightmare,
right,
we not only stand to inherit prosperity for ourselves and the people that we love, we also become beacons and examples, shining mm-hmm. examples for other people so they can do it as well. Mm-hmm. We can make a difference. We can make
yeah.
a real difference.
I do believe if you're, folks, if you have the tendency to be what Joseph just said, to be a happy person, I do believe that you there's a calling there for you to be a beacon, as he said, for other people. We come back. I want him to talk some more about this, the difference between happiness and the struggle. And also, he says we can do all this in 10 minutes. I'm going to make him prove that after these messages. 20 after the hour. The book is called Get Happy Now. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.